Des Moines' favorite morning show.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Back to the show on Star 102.5.
Well, I remember a few weeks ago, Colleen, you were down in Osceola, standing amongst all the
thousands.
People. There was lots of people that came down for the Wheel of Fortune auditions.
Yes, and then, they randomly called people up to audition, and then they said they would pick some other people who just were there, and then they were going to have a final audition for all of those people, and it happened yesterday here in Des Moines.
So, I'm proud of you for coming into work, because they didn't pick
you. Well, it was disappointing. I did not get picked. I thought I maybe still had a chance in the random drawing. I didn't get called up when we were down in Osceola.
They missed out.
I feel like they did.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Kurt.
So let's talk to someone living your dream right now.
Yes.
Sarah from Des Moines is on the phone, and she was there yesterday. Sarah, hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, so Wheel of Fortune yesterday. So how many, what happened? What was was this the final round then? Is that what you said, Carl? Is that right?
I think they'll be deciding from here, right, Sarah?
Yes. Yesterday was called our final audition, and they didn't say how many were going to be chosen, but there were 70 of us that tried out yesterday.
Okay. 70 of you. And so what do you mean by tried out? What did they have you do?
Well, they kind of play this around the room Wheel of Fortune game with all of you, and so you get to stand up, and they spin a pretend wheel for you up front, and they have a game projected up on the screen. And so you get to buy your vowels and call your consonants and solve if you know it.
Okay. And how did you do?
Well, we got to call two letters. My husband was there with me. He actually was one of the random ones out of the drum that they selected too, so we've got to play as a team.
Ooh, like couples week. Fun.
Yeah.
Wow. Collins is just killing you. Not only she did, but her husband too. I mean, what are the odds, right?
Well, no, this was the thing, is that for the people who got pulled and selected out of the drum, like, they got to bring somebody, which is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, I know, if one of my friends maybe had at least gotten selected, maybe they could have brought me.
You that said friends happen. With air quotes. One of my friends.
So you don't know, Sarah. You don't know if you got picked to go on the show.
No, you'll get a letter within 2 weeks if they ask you to be a contestant.
Okay. Within a couple weeks. Okay.
All right.
Right.
I haven't totally given up. I've got my wheel watcher spin ID.
There you go.
Yes.
Do you have a wheel watcher spin ID too, Sarah?
I've had one for some time, yes.
Sarah, it's not that uncommon. You're not going to get on the show if you're not a wheel watcher.
Otherwise
member.
Known as an AARP card.
Anyway.
Either will do. Present your, what's it called again? The wheel watcher.
Wheel watcher spin ID.
Yep. I get 15% off at the movies.
No.
After five.
Anyway, and here's your red hat. You guys can make fun all you want, but
sure
when
am.
Sarah and I end up on the show.
I like how you're in it.
Right.
The point is, you can still go online and you can upload a video or something to try to. Right.
Now, Sarah, when you tried out in Osceola, though, you had a chance to actually guess a letter. And how'd that go?
It was good. I guessed the letter T. And there was a T. The clue was showbiz. And I didn't know it right away. Your heart is beating a million miles per hour when you're up on stage in front of everyone. And so it's a lot easier when you're calling the answers from your couch.
By the way, which group were you in Osceola?
The first round. And then I was probably...
No, but did you go on Sunday or Monday?
Oh, on Sunday.
Yes.
Sunday.
And it was the first
show.
Group? Okay, see, I was in the second show, so I didn't see you audition. So what was your word with showbiz?
Daytime drama was the...
Daytime drama.
Of course.
I mean, not only that, but that would be Ken's ultimate category.
That's true.
Well, good luck, Sarah.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting.
Yes. Thank you.
All right, Sarah from Des Moines. She was at the final round Wheel of Fortune auditions yesterday.
Taking Colleen's spot.
I mean, boy.
I know, it's hard for me to be happy for you, Sarah, but I am.
Wow.
Can you hear it in my voice? No, I am.
That was said with so much vinegar.
No, it's good. It's good. It's great. No, you should be a good, maybe this is why I'll never get on the show, because I'm not a very good loser. Like, right. When you don't get the puzzle, right. And people are still smiling at the camera.
You're supposed to clap.
Yes.
Yes.
And Pat's like, oh, you could have won $1 million, and you're still clapping and staring at the camera.
You land on bankrupt and go in just a mindless rage.
The stupid guy.
I think we might be getting to the bottom of it. That's for sure.
BFFs.
Most of the time.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
On Star 102.5.